I am thrilled that we have somebody who's been a hero of mine probably since the mid-70s, played in the Buddy Rich Band, among other things, played a lot with Eddie Jefferson, who you heard from a little bit earlier, but also with his Alto Madness Orchestra and so many other variations, has just really made his mark on the jazz scene. We'll talk with him a little bit, and we'll meet the other members of the quartet today, too. But let's welcome Richie Cole.
Thank you. That's why I have a home in Pittsburgh.
Richie Cole, and what a great way to open up. And when did you move into Pittsburgh? It's been a couple of years now.
Larry, it's been 2.5 years. First of all, thank you so much for having us here, Larry. We really appreciate it. And I enjoyed the entertainment before us. They were a hard act to follow.
Yeah.
That singer group, they were fantastic.
Oh, they were great.
I moved here. My daughter and my grandkids came to Trenton, New Jersey, and drugged me over here to Pittsburgh, kicking and screaming, I don't want to go to Pittsburgh. Now it's the best move I ever made. I love Pittsburgh. In fact, that the last song that you heard is a song that I wrote. It's called I Have a Home in Pittsburgh, dedicated to my new hometown. Actually, I'm living in Carnegie now, and the center of the universe, Carnegie.
What's going to be tomorrow, because it's not too far, we'll let you know, but Richie has some Alto Madness going on tomorrow in the West End.
Oh, yeah, the big blowout.
And I'm looking to go because it's a perfect time. It's in the afternoon tomorrow. I'm trying to remember, when does that start?
It's at the Village Tavern on the West End from 3 to 6. I've been doing this gig all summer since May, and it's our second year doing it. And the deal is, I told the boss, look, we're going to do it until the weather starts changing and the football season starts heating up. And both is happening now. So I decided to call it quits tomorrow. And we're going to go out with a big, big bang with the Richie Cole and the Alto Madness Orchestra, my little big band. And we got singers and dancers. And it's going to be a real happening, like an old San Francisco happening. 3 to 6 tomorrow afternoon. It's free. So you got no excuse about that. They got great food, and it's a bar too. I bring my daughter, my grandkids there. It's a family event, and it's a perfect situation, the perfect storm.
I think I can guarantee that you'll see me there. I'm going to be here between 10 and 2,
well,
so it's perfect. I'll leave the north side, come over to the west end.
Be there or be square.
You got it. I'm so glad Richie's here. This ensemble that's here today is the same group that you can hear on the CD that I'm holding in my hand right now. It's called Richie Cole Plays Ballads and Love Songs. It's released. Mark Perna's here. It's this Friday?
It's going to be on October 21st.
Okay, so it is this Friday. Wow.
Well, that is this Friday, isn't it?
It's coming up, and it's a great album, really well packaged, too. It's 11 tracks, ballads, love songs, and a way to just make you feel like Richie's reaching out in your living room as you listen to it, or your car. It's a great, great album.
Well, the story behind that is we were recording the Alto Madness Orchestra, and three of the horn players had got a big money gig that they had, and asked if they could get out of a session. I said, sure. But we had the time booked and everything, so we went in just to play some tunes, and that came out. It was not intended. We didn't go in with the idea of doing a ballads album, but after the fact, we noticed that, wow, look at this. And
yeah,
that's it.
Why not? But they're ballads done in a way that distinctively is the style of how Richie plays, of course, and all of you play. So they've got, I don't know if I'd say a kick, but just a little bit of emotion in them that is clearly what you've come to expect when you listen to Richie play. It's just a beautiful album. So, want to do a track from it?
Sure. We're going to do a tune called Chances Are.
I think you'll all know this one. Richie, Andy.
Made famous by the great Johnny Mathis.
Yes. And we'll let them get set. Thanks to Chad Green, too, for doing a great mix on these guys. Here's Richie.
1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
Richie Cole from the brand new album that's out. It's called Richie Cole Plays Ballads and Love Songs. I want to do two things and quickly have you meet the other members of the group today on drums. We have Vince Taglieri. Vince, tell me just a little bit about yourself, where you're from and how
long you've been playing. Well, I'm from Aliquippa originally, but by way of, and I lived in Boston for a bunch of years, and now I live in Irwin, PA, so from the area.
Yeah, you've moved about.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
A little bit, but you can say your formative years were in L.A., right?
No, Aliquippa.
Well, L.A. Quippa.
Aliquippa.
L.A. Quippa. Mark Perda is playing bass, and you're the producer of this one.
Yes, I am.
And you've been producing music in the Pittsburgh area for years on your own, but these days you are really putting together a lot of great music, not just Richie's, but other artists you're recording.
Well, the other big one that I'm doing is for Don Alico.
Yeah.
Who he's, you know, a good friend of mine, been for 20 years. And I put together a little 7-CD series of recordings of his over from their archival recordings, but we're starting to release them now. In fact, tonight is the CD release party for one of them up in Johnstown.
Terrific. Yeah, I saw it that you were in Johnstown not long ago. You can,
but we have more with Richie as well. We spoke briefly about the Alto Manis Orchestra. That CD is going to follow this one. We're probably going to release it in March, and we've got two more following that, already recorded. So there's a, you know, they're like dominoes now.
They're going to
start coming out.
And before this one, the song you opened up with, "I Have a Home in Pittsburgh."
That's correct. That's actually going to. We have an orchestra version of that that will be on the next album, the orchestra album. And in fact, it was recorded on Richie's last album called Pittsburgh, which was released last year.
Yeah, I've got a copy of that version of it from the other album. Let's meet Eric quickly, and then I want to say hello to Richie again. Eric, how about you? How do you fit into this group?
Oh, I'm happily a guitar for hire in Pittsburgh for many, many years. So, and I've known Mark for quite a while, and I've been very fortunate to work with Richie since he's been here in Pittsburgh.
That's great. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Los Angeles. I grew up a surfer in L.A., and now the whole music thing is just to take my mind off surfing.
It's all about that. It makes sense. I can understand that. Your mind, if you're living in the Pittsburgh area now, you're not going to think about surfing too much either.
Well, it's like the mafia. Once you're a surfer, you're not getting out. It's not going away. You're going to find a way to surf.
What's nice to...
I paddle my surfboard in the river to stay in shape.
You could do that. What's nice to have you here. Richie, I was curious just how things... how did you start? Like, when did you first have a sax in your hands?
Well, back in Trenton, New Jersey, where I'm from, my dad owned... two nightclubs, a jazz club, the Harlem Club, and another nightclub called Hubby's Inn, which is a Las Vegas showroom. He used to have the Las Vegas club. He used to have like Louis Prima, Keeley Smith, and Turnerres, all the groups from the 50s and 60s that played Vegas. Trenton was a stop because Trenton is right between Philly and New York, so that's kind of a, you know, if you're going either way, you got to stop in Trenton. So my dad had two clubs, and in the Harlem Club, he had Sonny Stitt, John Coltrane, Coleman Hawkins. It was a big organ club too. Don Patterson, you know, that was back in the 50s and 60s. And I was just a baby when he had it, but somebody left the saxophone with him. Either he hocked it or sold it. Somehow I grew up with a saxophone. The minute I opened my eyes, there was the box there. I opened it up with that brass smell. I pushed the button. Wow, look at that! Moves that. Wow, look at that! You know. So eventually, when my fingers grew long enough, I started to play it, and I've been playing it ever since. I've been playing saxophone. I said, how long have you been playing saxophone? I've been playing saxophone for 58 years.
Wow. That's
so
long.
And I've never done anything else in my life. I never had a job.
Well, you're a bridge, an amazing bridge to these other legendary players that came before you when you were younger. And you're, you know, delivering some of that same kind of sound today. It's just
incredible.
Larry,
I've been so fortunate. I've been so lucky in my life being just meeting some of my heroes. You know, Sonny Stitt, Sonny Rollins, Dizzy Gillespie, and let alone meeting them, and in many cases actually performing with them. I mean, what a kid from Trenton. I mean, I never thought that this would ever happen to me. But I've been, like I said, I've been so lucky. And also I've been fortunate enough to like catch the tail end of the big band era, playing with Buddy Rich. And that was, you know, when the big bands were just winding down. You got big bands now, but it's not like it used to be on the road.
Yeah.
I remember we used to stop at the Pennsylvania Turnpike. We're going from Philly to Cleveland, and we stopped in the middle of the night after the gig at a rest stop there. And the Count Basie band's playing, going from Akron to Washington, D.C. We happened to stop at the same rest stop at the same time to get something to eat at 3 in the morning, right? Here comes the Count Basie band, the bus, and the Buddy Rich bus. We get all get done. I mean, I'm sitting there having coffee with Count Basie. I swear, how did the guy get so lucky, man? Jesus Christ. I mean, it's almost like, wow, I'm looking across the table and saying, wow, you're Count Basie. I felt like, oh, my God.
What were Buddy Rich, it always seemed to me he carried a really big band. Was he bigger than 18?
No, he had 18.
He did have 18?
He had five saxons, three trombones, and four trumpets, piano, bass, drums, and a guitar. So count, I don't know what that is. That's about 18.
He just had a very different sound. And maybe it's because when you got the drummer out front, it's going to be different.
Well, when you have the world's greatest big band drummer, I mean, that's going to make a difference, you know?
Yeah.
Plus, he had some great arrangers writing charts for the band, like up to date. It wasn't like, you know, like the old, well, Count Basie has a style. It's a Count Basie style, which is, you can't say anything bad about that. It's fantastic. But he wasn't the style like the old dance bands like Harry James and Glenn Miller. You know, he had a modern sound for the day.
Yeah.
He really did. Because he had a lot of good young arrangers writing charts for him. And he had, in my opinion, well, and you ask any drummer really to this day, Buddy Rich is still the greatest living big band, not living, the greatest big band drummer who ever lived.
Yeah, he can do more on one snare drum than a lot of people can do in an entire set.
Unbelievable. And his band was impossible to follow. You can't follow the Buddy Rich band. I mean, just good luck.
Yeah. Richie Cole is here with us on the Saturday Light Brigade. We're so happy to have him here. And we're going to hear another song or two from Richie Cole, plays ballads and love songs. And Richie's ready to tell us what's next.
Oh, we're going to finish up with this. This is my mother's song, my mother, Emily Cole. And she'd always say, Richie. Every time she talked to me, she was like, she's scolding me. Richie, you're going to play my song for me tonight, right?
Is that what her voice was just like that? Huh?
Richie? Yeah, Mom, I'll play your song. Don't forget. You know, boy, the couple of times I forgot, boy, did I pay the price. Richie! Whenever she got married, she got Richard Thomas Cole. Oh no, I knew I was in trouble. Anyway, Mom, this is for you. She's long gone, but I'm still thinking about you. I'm going to play your song, Emily, by Johnny Mandel. It's for you, Mom. Please don't be mad at me. Right on it.
Richie, you just are sounding like a billion bucks, and folks can hear you tomorrow afternoon, again, over on the West End. You're going to be playing. And
Village Tavern in the West End, and we're there from 3 to 6. Bring your moms and dads and your kids. It's a very nice place. It's outside, but it's got a roof on it. And it's the big all-star blowout of the season with Richie Cole and the Alto Madness Orchestra.
Excellent. And looks like if it's time for one more, it looks like we do. You know, I'll have you play us out. What are you going to do?
Funny you should ask. There's only way, there's only one way to take you out this afternoon. It's on our record. We're going to play the Soviet national anthem, the Russian Soviet national. What other way can you possibly end a Saturday morning in Pittsburgh than to play the Soviet Russian national anthem? I did this when I was in Moscow when they were still communists, you know, and they just changed over. They just changed over. I go to Russia all the time. I did anyway. It's mostly Siberia, but the people on the stage, they're playing this big hall in Moscow, and they warned me, you know that song you play all the time? Don't play it anymore, because we're not Soviet anymore. Now we're non-Soviet, whatever they became. And that song is against the law. And uh-huh. That's all they had to tell me. Oh, really? You know? The guy from Trenton says, okay, let me think about it. So what I did, I played it, of course, but what I did, I mixed it up between this melody, the Nationale, is called the Soviet National Anthem, and America the Beautiful. I did like two bars of da dee da dee da da do da da do say, can you see, that kind of thing. And naturally, I got in a lot of trouble for it. But you know, at that point, I had nothing to lose. I didn't care. I only spent like 6 months in the gulag in Siberia. It was worth it, you know?
The mistake they made was telling you not to play it.
Exactly. If they didn't say anything, I would have played it anyway. I'd say, oh, I didn't know, but I knew. So we recorded it. Now here it is. It's the Soviet Russian National Anthem called the Internationale.
Big thanks to Richie Cole, Mark Perna, Eric Susoff, and Vince Taglieri. Thank you.